Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Beth is looking for a second date update with a guy named Ryan. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
You want to take us from the beginning and tell us how you met this guy and ultimately how that first date went?
Yeah. Before we get started, though, I just feel like I've learned so much from dating from listening to
these updates.
I really, really think I have. I mean, I can't believe some of the things people do on these dates. And then they can't figure out why they're not getting a call, and people are just crazy. Anyway, right.
Well, hopefully it makes people more aware of their behavior. But, we're happy to help. So how'd you meet Ryan?
So we met on Tinder. We're both recently single, and we both have really young kids. So I actually have a 9-month-old that I ended up having to bring on the date. The sitter canceled last minute. She had the flu, and I told him, and he told me to bring my son along. So it wasn't that. It was his idea, so that can't be the reason. My son slept the whole time, so it's not like I had a fussy kid, or he can't say I had a rotten kid or anything like that.
Right.
I didn't drink too much. I didn't drink and then drive my son home, you know, so...
You didn't do anything irresponsible.
No. I think we had a really nice conversation. We talked about a lot of stuff, and... You know, I thought he was good-looking enough. And I don't know. I'm kind of cute. And so, I don't know. I just was picking up signs that he was attracted to me. So, I did get a hug when we walked out, and he walked me to my car, and he carried my son in his car seat, which I thought was really, really sweet.
Those things get heavy, man.
They really do. And my 9-month-old, he's pretty big. So
he's a chubby win.
That's funny.
I love chubby babies. Those little fat rolls in the legs. The best.
So I just don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I did everything right. I feel like the date went really, really well. And I texted him the next day to thank him for a great date and just being such a gentleman. And he never texted back.
He never texted back. Nothing, huh?
Nothing. Not even I had fun too, or nothing.
Nothing. And you said you both have little kids?
Yeah, he has a 2-year-old, so.
Okay.
He knows so, baby stuff.
Did you say you're both recently divorced?
Yes. We're both recently single.
Both recently single. Okay. Yeah, you didn't do anything irresponsible. He was cool. You talked about it ahead of time. He was cool with you bringing your 9-month-old.
It was his idea.
His idea. And you still had a great time. Nice convo. Hug at the end. He was a gentleman the whole time.
Yeah. Honestly, I have listened to your show so many times, and I've been like replaying this date in my head to try to figure out what is happening here. I really cannot.
And you said your son slept the whole time, so it wasn't like you had a fussy baby.
Honestly, and I was shocked, but he did. He slept the whole time we were there, which was great, you know, because it was helpful to me, and I didn't have to stress out too much about bringing him. And
Okay. We have to take a break anyway. I'll put you on hold. We'll get Ryan's phone number from you, and we'll just call him up. Let's have a conversation with him and see what he has to say.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Second date update is on, and it continues next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right. So Beth and Ryan are recently single, and they both have 2 young children. So they have that in common. Beth was unable to get a babysitter for her 9-month-old, and it was actually Ryan's idea for her to bring him. And he was an angel. He slept the whole time. She didn't drink and then drive her kid home. She's trying to think of all these reasons why he wouldn't call her back after the date because they seem to get along. They had this great conversation, lots in common. You know, he's a good-looking guy, and, you know, she considers herself kind of cute. Did you say that he carried the car seat for you to the car?
Yeah, he carried my son in his car seat. And after a long day, and even though it was a lovely day, it was still a long day, and it was just nice for him to do that.
And they did share a hug there, and then that was the last you heard from Ryan.
Yeah, I sent him a text to thank him for a great date and allowing me to bring my son, and I never heard back.
Slept the whole time?
The whole time.
Okay. Let's call Ryan. Ryan.
Yes. Who's this?
Ryan, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Good. This isn't like a second date update.
So you've heard of it, huh?
I've heard of
it. I'm nervous because it sounds like his phone is breaking up. I can't hear him that well, and I'm afraid he'll use this as an excuse to not do the second date
update. You stop it right now, Mr.
What?
Straighten up. Quit acting like your phone is being funny.
Is this better?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, listen, we don't want to take up too much of your time, but it sounds like you've listened to the show. You're aware of Second Date Update. We just want an honest answer as to why you haven't called this person, and she sounds very nice. Do you have any idea who we're talking about?
I'm honestly not exactly sure.
Well, we're talking about Beth. She's the one who brought her 9-month-old to the date.
I'm sorry. She has no common sense.
I'm sorry?
She has no common sense. I have a kid, and I get that it's a lot to manage, especially one that young. Mine's 2. I've been there.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You take your child to the bathroom to change the diaper. No exceptions. And her son the diaper, and then she changed him right there in the booth at and it was gross. Full diarrhea. It smelled.
Ooh.
I mean, it went all the way up the kid's back.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Tim's face right now, and he's just not enjoying this conversation.
He's mortified.
Nope. No. I mean, it happens. But on a date, and on top of that, like baby boys do, he peed. And it just shot up over the table.
Wow.
And to her credit, like, you know, she covered it up quick, but
there was still a little fountain action happening there.
Yeah. It's just so wrong.
Baby boys do have a thing with it's perfect timing too. They always do it right.
Well, it's the cold air hitting, and if the booth was underneath a vent, throwing in some air right there.
Yeah. But a lot of moms have taken it right in the eye or right in the mouth. Probably dads too.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Isn't it illegal to have baby that close to the table? I think the Board of Health has an issue with it. And then when we left, she left a dirty diaper on the table, right next to the dirty plate. I was just grossed out. And
she left it there for the server to take away.
Yeah. They're going to have no idea. So basically, at the end of it, I grabbed the kid in his car seat, and I just booked it, hoping no one would stop us. It was ridiculous.
How many people sitting around you noticed what was going on?
I think definitely the people behind us in the booth, you know, closer to her, could smell the, you know, it was just wafting in there. It was gross.
He's being a little dramatic. It wasn't like that at all. I changed that diaper so quick. But also, first, I went to the bathroom to change the diaper there, and their changing table was broken. So I wasn't about to do it on the floor of the bathroom. It's not like I went into their kitchen and changed the diaper. I went to our booth, which was way in the back. It was a little secluded. I changed his diaper very quickly. I think the only reason the people behind me maybe even noticed was because I was rustling around in the booth. No one noticed. And I wrapped that diaper in so many bags. Like, whoever threw it away would have no idea what it was. And that's a total excuse.
Yeah, I'm telling exactly how it went down.
I would say, considering the circumstances, that I had it pretty together. The changing table was broken. And I did what I had to do the best of my abilities. And let me remind you, it was your idea for me to bring him on the date.
But I didn't think you would do that at the table.
Well, as a person who also has kids, I would think that you would be a little bit more understanding. Like, would you have rather I had asked you to go into the men's room to see if they had a changing table? Because, one, I doubt they did. And, two, that just seems a little bit more rude to have you change a dirty diaper for me. And, like I said, I did it so quick, nobody even noticed.
I wish you luck. There's no future for us.
I
absolutely agree. Just giving you a little heads up.
There we agree.
Maybe not to do that in the future.
For sure.
Well, thank you for taking the call, Ryan.
Yep.
Yep, appreciate that.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you. You guys do a good service, so thanks for your help.
Thanks.
And you took full advantage of it, didn't you, Ryan?
You know, I'm a straightforward guy.
You are indeed.
She wanted to know. Maybe other listeners can learn from what happened to me.
Okay. Thanks again for coming on Second Date Update.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Good luck.
Beth, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, the whole point of Second Date Update is, like I said, for people to be honest. I hate that he had to be so harsh.
It's okay. That's how he feels. It's fine, but
I wasn't expecting that after the way you described him.
Yeah, and I take responsibility, and it wasn't the most ideal place to change a diaper, but it was where I had the option, and I just think he was being a little dramatic about it. It wasn't that big a deal. It wasn't that messy of a diaper, and like I said, nobody really even noticed, and I didn't just leave a dirty diaper. I put it in so many bags. Like, they make these dog bags, basically, for diapers, and I put it in, like, four of those, so you couldn't smell it. Yeah. You didn't know what it was.
You were doing the best you could with what you had.
And I thought he would be a little bit more understanding about that, and that it's okay that he's not, but now I'm definitely not interested in second date.
Well, Beth, we appreciate you putting yourself out there.
Thanks, guys, for the help. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right. If you need us for a second date update, it's really easy. Just send us an email. We'll hook you up. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.